Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. What's your definition of wealth? I was talking to some friends, and we were trying to boil down the essence of achieving wealth into its least common denominator. And we came up with three key things that people can do if they really want to build wealth, regardless of your definition of what wealth is and how much money you make. Here are the three we decided on. Number one, reduce your debt. Every dollar you spend on interest is a dollar that you don't have available to invest and grow your money, which is key to building wealth. If debt is an issue, you need to make a plan to get out. Number two, build a cash reserve. A cash reserve, also known as an emergency fund, is money you have saved in case of an emergency, so that you don't have to go into debt or take money out of your long-term investments to bail yourself out. This is typically 3 to 6 months of expenses, but depending on your situation, you may want to have a larger cushion. Truly, there is no magic number, so save the amount that makes the most sense to you. Number three, invest early and invest for the long term. Investing early and for the long term allows you to ride out the inevitable ups and downs in the market and gives your investments an opportunity to grow. A good place to start is with retirement investments. This includes accounts like 401ks, 403bs, SEPs if you're self-employed, and IRAs. The good thing about retirement accounts, and one of the reasons that I like them so much, is that your investments grow tax-deferred, which means your money grows faster because you don't have to pay taxes on it each year. And that's the minute for today. Did you notice that making a ton of money was not one of the keys that we listed to building wealth? We eliminated that one because if you don't have these three in place, making a lot of money won't help you sustain it. Want to take control of your money? Join the Minding Your Money movement. Visit my website at psworth.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.